The question was, in the world of free agency, does this help us? And I believe it does. We're one of the very few. I think it's, you can count on less than one hand the number of teams that, especially cold weather teams, and I think we consider ourselves that as the season goes along, that do not have an indoor practice facility. And thanks to our friends at South Suburban, we had a place to go. They understood, and we understood it wasn't up to the standards of what NFL franchises should have. And so now we feel we're there. And they'll look at this building. I think players that came in, they'd be impressed by what they saw. I don't really know what that extends to right now. We got to look at it. I know I've talked to our people down at the stadium about special events. I've had a brief conversation, Chip and I have, of hosting an NFL, what do they call that, mini combine or regional combine, where if you don't get invited to the one in Indianapolis, then we have some regional combines. I think that would be good for us to host. We'd like to try and do that. And I throw that out there because I hope the NFL is listening. We'd want to do that. We have a lacrosse team and they need a place to work out and practice. They may be able to do that in here. Chip has installed some nets that'll come straight down to avoid damage when guys are throwing the ball 100 miles an hour into the nets. We'll see what other kind of leagues need to, we want to try and promote youth football all the time, and if maybe there's a way to accommodate youth football leagues, and I'm opening myself up to numerous phone calls by telling you this right now, but that's okay, because that's stuff we should do down the road. But again, Pat Bowlen and our organization always been football first, and so we got to look at what our team needs out of this building and figure that out. And, that shouldn't take too long, but we're going to take our time to make sure we get it right. I've lost track of the years. It's been a while, and there were various reasons why we kept putting it off. But I would say in the last 3 years, it really started to come to fruition. And I'm looking at Chip to make sure I'm right on that, and he's nodding his head yes. But since that time, I think this design is great. St. Combs did the work. Saunders Construction did an excellent job. It seems like yesterday we just started, and now we're in time. We didn't, we might have missed a few lightning practices, but we didn't anticipate being able to go anywhere with the lightning. We still had to use our auxiliary little workout room over there last training camp, but to be able to not miss any practices during the season and have to go up to South Suburban, now we can come in here starting probably, as I said, tomorrow. It's exciting to see. That's right. That's what I said. Impeccable timing, and we're playing in a dome. So the surroundings aren't, it's not a football stadium, but the surroundings are similar. And so I'm anticipating, and you'll get to ask Coach Fox, or you'll find out tomorrow when you come to practice, I guess, whether we'll be here tomorrow, but I'm anticipating we would be. I think over time, that's part of what we're going to evaluate and whether or not that's, how soon we could get to something like that. But Chip's going to monitor, I think, how much use we use from a football standpoint, and what other, make sure all the other parts that we use. There's a lot of media facilities here we're going to utilize throughout the year. Team store traffic, all of that stuff. We'll see where we go, but it's something like that makes sense, sure.